current state on 90.5 WKAR. Many thanks for joining us. The housing market in Michigan is much healthier today than it was 4 years ago. Foreclosure rates have been steadily declining in that time, though market watchers say there was a slight uptick in filings in July. While the sheer number of people losing their homes is dropping, the foreclosure problem is by no means gone, and current state's Kevin Lavery attended a property auction held by the Ingham County Treasurer's Office to learn more about the process. He joins me now. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Mark. Ingham County holds two or three of these auctions each year. This one drew a mix of people looking for a good deal on a home, most of which are in the city of Lansing. I spoke with several people there, including Ingham County Treasurer Eric Schertzing, who says that he tries to get to know the buyers who come shopping for a bargain.
We have investors that rent properties, we have investors that fix them up and sell, and the ones I really like are folks that are actually looking for a home to buy, fix up, and move they and their family into. It runs the full gamut. What we're looking for as county treasurer is a good outcome for the properties, and we have a number of things that we do to try to help make sure there's a good outcome.
Schertzing says while the number of mortgage foreclosures in Michigan has fallen dramatically since the peak of the Great Recession, the incidence of people who can't pay their property taxes remains, in his words, stubbornly high.
I think we're going to continue to see this. I think it's the change in the economy where a lot of better paying jobs were lost going into the Great Recession, and the jobs that have replaced them are paying less. And so there's a whole group of individuals, unfortunately, that continue to struggle and will continue to struggle even more to maintain home ownership.
As prospective bidders lined up to register, I met Kendall Perry. He was here with his friend, John Schimpf. Perry already owns some property, but the two were looking for something near Old Town they could fix and flip.
He actually wants to do it. He does all the work. I have an existing property. It's a 7-unit building in Old Town Lansing, and it's my primary residence. I had property before, offloaded everything except for this one that I live in, and he does all of the work, and he does great work. So he actually was the impetus for this. He kind of wanted to do it, and I said, fine. You know, the bidding starts at $5,200. And I can put $5,000 toward that if he'll do the work. So
again, something that you would want to hang on to, or you would eventually sell yourself?
We'll see. We could form an emotional attachment and keep it and just rent it out. Or if the market is good to sell it, we might do that. So it's just, something to do.
Experience gathering trip here today then?
Correct.
This batch of 130 homes came into the county's hands because their previous owners were delinquent on their taxes, in some cases for several years. Some were listed with a minimum starting bid as low as $1,300. Auctioneer John Bippis presided over the sales.
What surprises you about these events whenever you do them, or what seems unexpected? I imagine auctions are a fairly orderly, predictable thing, but are there surprises along the way?
The surprises would be when you get something that is let go for tax foreclosure that was a mistake by a lender or somebody, something of significant value. And we do have some that happens from time to time. And so you're surprised at that one, that they're here, and then two, they do bring significant money sometimes. And we sold a house last year in this sale for $330,000. I mean, the tax liability was like $27,000. But there aren't very many of those.
So very possible then, and probable, that you could walk out of here with a 75-year-old home, maybe even newer, 1,200 square feet, if you're lucky, for $5,000-$6,000.
Exactly. That can happen. And it will happen today. Yeah.
Number 7's opened up. Thank you. That's the way to bid. Appreciate that. 52. 55 wares. Or another bid. 55 and now 57, 50, and 6,000. Will you bid 6,500? 6,500 and 7,000, 7,500, 8,000 here, 8,000, 85, and now 9. 9, bid 9,500 and 10,000. 10, bid 11.
Andy Markovich did not come to bid on this day, but he's no stranger to the auction process. What's your incentive for coming to an auction?
Well, we try to get the best deal we can for property, and auction is a good way of getting the fair value of a property in your area.
You say we. Are you with a group?
Well, there's a kind of a group of us that have been buying properties together. We just kind of coach each other. They buy theirs, we buy ours. Go to each other for advice and stuff like that. Help even. And to help make our community better.
How do you see this playing out? Once you've bought the properties and they've been fixed up and maybe they've gone to different hands, how do you see Lansing improving because of your efforts?
Well, because we're fixing up the properties to give you a better self-esteem of your image of your neighborhood. If you want to go to a junky neighborhood, well, you don't want to live there. If you go to a neighborhood people are putting money into, people want to live there. And when you got people living there, that helps businesses. Businesses will grow, then that will in turn more employ more people, and then you'll have the growth that the city needs.
Do you try to be strategic about areas of the city or types of houses?
Yes. Yes, we try to go into the lower income neighborhoods that could really use the benefit and the help to bring the values and the self-preservation of the neighborhood back up.
So what's next for you? If you're not buying today, are you keeping your eye out for more things?
All the time. Yeah, there's more than just this auction, but this is by far the best auction.
Modesto Munoz is another believer. He bought his current home at an auction.
Our house was, I do believe, built in 1972, I believe, and we've been there for 2 years, and we paid $4,000 for it, and it's a beautiful home and needed a little touch and love, but we got her done.
Now Munoz is hoping to help a relative find the same opportunity he did.
So you have your brother-in-law here making his bid or at least paying attention to the properties.
Yes, it's his first rodeo show, so we wanted him to get the comfort of it. So that's what we're here for, and hopefully he's going to be a successful bidder and blessed also. So we definitely want the best for him.
Ingham County will hold its final auction of the year September 30th. The public will have a chance to tour those properties the week before. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.